Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We have with us special guest, Dr. Gary Wood, giving his witness of heaven. He died. He went there. He came back. He had many experiences. We've heard about the mansions. And today, you're going to tell us?
I'm going to tell you about when you enter into the city, there's an area, Billy, that can easily accommodate millions of people. But what fascinated me was I saw little children there. And I saw teenagers that had died prematurely in sickness or in accidents. The Bible says Zechariah 8:5 declares the city as one with boys and girls playing in her streets. And I saw these children. I saw children playing with a lion, just like they were petting this lion, just like Fluffy, your little cat at home. My wife has two cats she loves. But they're just playing with them. I saw horses. I saw teenagers riding, children riding these horses, and I saw magnificent, beautiful birds. I saw all kinds of animals were there. You know, people often ask me, I guess the number one question I get asked, or maybe anyone with an experience like this, is, will my pet be there? You know, now my wife, I think, can answer that question the most, but she really honestly believes, all I can say is I saw animals, and I believe that God gives us the desire of our hearts. And the Bible doesn't clearly state or signify that your particular dog or cat or canary, you know, will be there. But it wouldn't be hard for God. If he could give us a new body, it certainly wouldn't be hard for him to provide and have animals that we loved or cherished here upon the earth there. So I can't absolutely positively say your pet will be there, although my wife will say positively that it would probably be. But I can say I saw all kinds of beautiful animals. And then I saw what looked to me like globs of clay. And I saw these angels, and they were sculpturing, just like a sculptor would sculpture something. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "What is that?" And he said, "That's aborted and miscarried babies." And, of course, this nation has aborted literally millions every year of precious children. But the Bible says in Jeremiah 1, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." And God's word assures us that every child has an eternal destiny, that they have a purpose, and that purpose will be fulfilled. And so these angels were creating that child. And I believe if you're a woman, you lost your child in an abortion or miscarried your child, that you will one day see that child again. Now, I saw a young girl, and she ran, and she leaped into the arms of Jesus. Now, mostly when I was in heaven, Jesus was with little children. He spent the majority of his time around the children and was walking. They were always clinging to him and holding on to his robe. And he was reaching down and, you know, fluffing their hair. And he was loving them and laughing and just sending them on about their way. So I believe the children are taught in God's school. He's having angels take them, and they'll mature, and you will know that child. Some instances, you may see that child again as the same as when you left, but majority, I believe, you'll see that child matured and grown up. The majority of people looked around the age of 30 to 33 years of age, you know, with no imperfections whatsoever. Then I remember after I saw Jesus. Now, I've got to share this, especially because of you. I don't think I shared this yesterday. Jesus was wearing a prayer shawl, a Jewish prayer shawl that was given to him, by his mother, of course. And it was the tallit that the woman reached up and grabbed hold of the hem of his garment and received her healing, because it was one of the names of God, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus begins to speak to me, and he spoke this, and I've been faithful for 44 years to tell this story. Lady told me the night, she called me on the phone, she said, "Brother Wood, you're an overnight success." And I started laughing. I said, "Yeah, it's been a long night." But I've told the story. I've told it to one. I've told it to several hundred. I've told it to thousands. TV, radio, anywhere people listen, I'll tell this story. Here's the area of things that he spoke to me. He said that there would be a spirit of restoration.
Before he comes, he told you these would
before
be signs.
Before he comes, these are signs that are going to happen. I'm going to share a bunch of them. He said there'd be a spirit of restoration. Now, he talked to me very strong about forgiveness. And he talked to me about how we are offend people and that we need to not let those grudges take root, bitterness inside of our heart, but quickly forgive. Or if people have hurt us or we have hurt people, we need to go. We need to ask forgiveness so that there's a clean line. Because the Word says, if someone says, I love God and he hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And so he spoke to me about healing of relationships. We have a son. His name is David Lynn. And when David turned 16 years of age, Dean and I moved to a certain area, and David got upset about the move. And we were pastors at the time, so he got upset because he wanted to stay where we had left. Anyway, that bitterness inside of him opened the door for demonic activity to come in and totally consume him. The devil sent a group of kids, and pretty soon it wasn't too long till David was on a primrose path straight to hell. In a rage of anger, he pointed his finger at me and said, I'll see you dead or in jail, and I don't care which one comes first. I said, well, David, I don't plan on dying because it's appointed a man once to die, and I've already done that. I'm not planning on dying again. I'm planning on going out in the rapture. I said, I'm not going to break the law, so I don't plan on going and doing any of these things. And things were very tense at our house, if you can imagine. And Dina, my wife, found a scripture. It's Isaiah 54:13. Great is the peace of thy children. Now, we claimed that scripture. We stood up for 2 solid years. My son went out, became the typical role model of the prodigal son. Our son is a neat son, but boy, he was ugly, foul words spewing out of his mouth, just like the pits of hell had consumed him. Well, one Sunday morning, only the Holy Spirit can orchestrate this. 2 years had gone by. On that Sunday morning, I preached on the prodigal son. I'm preaching on the prodigal son, and in walks my son. In walks my son. He's ugly. He looks like, he is terrible looking and gross out. And he comes in. And I've just got to share this because it's so important that I share this. We had some men in our church that were Pharisees. That's what I'd call it, Pharisees. And they came to me, and here's what they said. They said, what's he doing here? Boy, I tell you, I wanted to lay hands on him, you know, with a fist. And I said, well, what do you mean? And they said, well, he doesn't belong here. And I said, yes, he does belong here. This is a Holy Ghost hospital. I said, look at the kid. He's sick. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. God is going to bring in the Lazarus generation. These kids are going to stink. People are going to stink. The other day, Billy, I had this kid come in. His hair was totally bald on the sides. Had 5 strands of hair, Tom, Shelly's husband. Had 5 strands of hair, and each one was a different color. He had to spend more time, is pointed up. He had to spend more time doing that than I spent on my hair. And I thought, all the way through, I thought, this kid's not listening to a word I'm saying. The moment I offered an invitation, he was the first one to respond. Get over the way somebody looks, you know, or dresses. I mean, let the Holy Ghost deal them, straighten them up. And get ready for restoration. My son is totally restored. He graduated from Bible school. He graduated from college with honors. He's now married to our beautiful daughter-in-law, Shelly. And we are just best friends, dearest of friends. And then Jesus told me, he said, there's going to be a restoration of what's been stolen from you. And I looked up the word restoration. It means to give back or make up. And it's payday for the devil, and it's payday for the church, and it's payback for the devil. Amen.
And Jesus said that to you?
He said it to me.
In heaven.
And he said, tell my people they don't have a provision problem, they have a revelation problem. He said, when they find out who I am, that one of my names is Jehovah Jireh, then he said, they'll have all their needs met. So we just need to find out what his names are and what they mean.
Yes.
Jesus told me there would be a great transference of funds from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Okay?
He told you that in heaven.
Told me that in heaven. Get ready, because we're going to have money brought to us for this end time move of the Spirit of God. You need money. This is the most beautiful facility up here on Prayer Mountain, but you need money into the world. You've been blessed with these TV cameras.
We need money in Israel.
You need money in Israel.
More cabins.
And Donald Trump is not going to probably give millions of dollars to the gospel unless something changes his heart. And some of the others that are very wealthy, Ted Turner, but I'm telling you, God's going to give us the money.
He's more wealthy.
He's more wealthy. He's not El Cheapo, he's El Shaddai. And so get ready to get back what the devil has stolen from us. Amen. Money is there in the kingdom of darkness. Our pastor taught a series that just was so powerful. And it's in James chapter 5. And the wages are crying out. And here's what they're doing, Billy. They're crying out and they're saying, I'm in darkness. I need to get to Prayer Mountain. I need to get... That could be a rapture
right
there.
My son's sitting in here. We're going to let it go because he's a fireman.
He's a fireman.
Yeah, we got a fire station right out here.
He's got to go put out a fire right now. Glory to God. The fire of God is in this place.
Right.
But anyway, that money is ready to be released, Billy.
Hallelujah.
And all we got to do is cry out. And Pastor taught us about, like, blind Bartimaeus cried out and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Yes.
And so we cry out. We say, money. No, not just to get it on ourselves, to heap it up for our own lust.
No.
But money, come out of darkness. Come into the kingdom of God.
Why should darkness have the money, when the kingdom of God needs to spread the light?
Amen.
That's right.
Bless Hallelujah. The Lord. Hallelujah.
God didn't intend for his children to walk in darkness.
So he told you there's going to be a spirit of restitution.
Restoration. Restitution.
And that means a restoration of what the devil has stolen from us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the one yet about the one where your relationships are restored. Is this the
same
one?
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It's the same one.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Now, Billy, when I got this revelation, my wife went to the post office, and this man wrote and said, I want to thank you for helping our family and helping us be restored in our marriage, and he gave us $15,000.
Hallelujah. See,
and there's money out there that's ready to be released to come back into the kingdom to get people delivered and set free.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, about that, I had an amazing thing happen to me reading about that. I'll tell you between the programs because I don't think we have time. But that restoration, you know, of broken fellowships with other brothers.
Yes.
And
yes.
There's going to be a great ministry.
That's what part of it is. That's part of it.
Yes, and that needs to happen in the body of Christ, and it is happening.
Amen.
And we're so thankful to God for it. You'll want this book, A Place Called Heaven, by Dr. Gary Wood. Now, you can order it from him. Today I'm going to give you his address, Box 1649, Sugarland, Texas, 77487, or you can go online to GaryWoodMinistries.com. That's Box 1649, Sugarland, Texas, 77487. And get on his mailing list and order that book from him. This is Billy Brim and everybody in here. And we're looking for you back tomorrow now, saying until then, shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.